If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Atlantic Coast Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 643-114.
Time for some extremely local news. Block Club Chicago's Jen Sabella joins us. Good morning, Jen. How you doing today?
Good morning, Bob. I'm good. How are you?
I'm good and anxious to hear about that Little Village neighborhood dust cloud. Is that report coming out today? Do we know?
So I would say I doubt it's going to come out right now, but they said sometime this week, the city said that they would be releasing this report. So this has been a ongoing saga. Our reporter Mauricio Pena, who covers the neighborhood, has been covering this since Crawford Coal Plant was there, and the people in the neighborhood were looking for a replacement for the Crawford Coal Plant. And Hilco, this company, moved in, and they are going to build a Target distribution center on the site, which really upset neighbors because it's going to bring a lot of diesel trucks to the area where there's already been evidence of really bad air pollution that has caused asthma and higher rates of cancer in the Little Village neighborhood. So Hilco has said, and the city has said, you know, we're going to make sure that this isn't happening. We're going to keep the air pollution down. And when they announced this demolition of this old smokestack, neighborhood groups were furious. They were like, hey, there's a respiratory pandemic. Can we not blow something up right now? Mm-hmm. And the city let them go through with it. Basically, I know on Saturday, if you watched the mayor's news conference, she said, you know, we're going to be on hand. We're going to make sure there's water being sprayed at the site. And that none of that happened. So this dust cloud, and as a lot of people saw in photos online, completely coated the neighborhood. The photos are pretty shocking. And the mayor was really angry and showed up to Little Village later in the day, or actually on Sunday, and said that Hilco did not follow through with what they had presented to the city. They said that they would be doing all these mitigation efforts, and they said that they did not do those things. At the same time, neighborhood groups are saying there could be asbestos in this tower that was blown up, and there could be asbestos like in the air. The Hilco has repeatedly denied this, but they have not responded to multiple requests for reports that show what is in this structure. So the city says they are going to release those reports. So we're waiting to see what is in that dust. And it's a lot of people are on edge right now, especially Alderman Michael Rodriguez, who is getting a lot of pushback for not letting neighbors know that this was about to happen until about some people said that there were flyers stuck in their fences and they got them, you know, less than 24 hours before this happened.
Yeah, I can understand why people would be nervous and upset. So we're talking about the southwest side and the area around like 3200 South Harding, that general area?
Yes. Yeah, and it's within a few block radius of that site. The photos were just shocking. We had one photographer who shared his work with us, and it was just, he was just like out and about and got caught in it. And he's like, I couldn't breathe. I had to pull my shirt up over my face, you know. And that was the issue, is that a lot of people were like, okay, well, we didn't even know to stay home because we got so little notice. And the alderman admitted he didn't even tell anyone via his email newsletter or social media or any of the other, you know, normal ways that you find out about these things.
Yeah. Can you imagine someone in the Little Village neighborhood just thinking, I'm so tired of being stuck inside. I'm going to go out for a nice walk in the fresh air. And then you get this dust cloud all over you. Wow.
Exactly. Yeah. It's not a great situation, especially right now.
No, it isn't. And also not great to hear about these cancellations, and we're starting to hear about summer festivals being called off now. What's the latest, Jen?
Oh, this is a bummer. One of my favorite festivals in the city, West Fest and Dew Division in West Town, they have been canceled, as well as Chicago Brewing District's Dancing in the Streets, which is another music festival in West Town. They decided to call them all off after, you know, Governor Pritzker made comments that large summer gatherings should probably be canceled. He softened that language a bit, and Mayor Lori Lightfoot said in July and August too soon to be making calls on such things, but there was actually a story out yesterday in an entertainment publication that predicted that large concerts and like Lollapalooza-style festivals may not return until spring, fall of 2021, just because there is a lot of nervousness about such large crowds. I guess that remains to be seen, but we're already seeing the cancellations here. So those West Town festivals have all been canceled. One of them is scheduled for May. The other two are July and August. And the Silver Room Block Party, which is one of the biggest events on the South Side, it usually draws about 50,000 people on July 18th. That has also been canceled. Eric Williams is a great guy. He owns the Silver Room, this really cool shop in Hyde Park where they also do a lot of different like entertainment and spoken word. And it's just a really great community space. And he is disappointed, but he said, you know, we're going to take that money that we were going to spend on the festival and just try to reinvest it in neighborhood businesses and trying to keep these small businesses in the neighborhood afloat during this uncertain time.
So Silver Room Block Party was canceled. The South Shore folks canceled their summer festival a couple weeks ago. And, you know, those big concerts like Lollapalooza, I mean, they're going to have to cancel those for now because you need planning, you need booking, you need travel arrangements. You can't just say, okay, we got the all clear so we can have the show here in a couple weeks. I mean, you got to plan way ahead, right?
Right. I know Pitchfork, we've been checking in with all these festivals, Riot Festival, Palooza, Pitchfork. They have not canceled yet. Pitchfork just put out a statement saying, you know, hey, we're waiting to see, but everyone will be refunded if we do cancel. All these lineups have already been announced, or at least Pitchfork's was announced. So they already had everything booked. So they're just kind of waiting and holding out for hope. But I am not optimistic, which is very sad because my favorite thing about the summer in Chicago. But, you know, also I'm not into, you know, being hit with a horrifying virus. So yeah, right. It is what it is.
I know. We're going to have to be happy just getting a go ahead to be out and about a little bit here and just do without some of those festivals and outdoor concerts we've been accustomed to every year.
Exactly, and hope that it comes back someday.
Jen Sabella, Block Club Chicago, thanks for the extremely local news report. As always, Jen, talk to you folks tomorrow.
Thanks so much, Bob.